Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says that again. Let's chat. My yom meino mechino kemechnemon lechen hechivu shol nafsho for rapio levulti chayk. That to widen the mouth of Gehenim to some that doesn't know any chayk. Some are shlokish. Lemisha meshayir afilu chayk echad. He dashins on top of Kuf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph on top. So shlokish says it means lemisha meshayir afilu chayk echad. Someone leaves over. Even one more, he didn't listen. Rashi says, "Mila Shamroi." Still, he's needed to get him. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, that's too strict. Lo'nichal amarayu di'amad luhachi. Hashem is not happy to say like this that a Jew that didn't listen to one mitzvah should go to Gehenim. The Gehenim should open up for him. Rather, dashes like this, Rabbi Yochanan. Ela means afilu lo'lomad elachek echad. Only to a person that did not even learn one halacha. To such a person, the pasuk goes that Gehenim should open up wide. For other people, not. The pasuk says in Zechariah, "For Hoya b'chol oretz nu Hashem." He's saying in the Vua that Hashem is saying in the whole world, "Pishnayim bo yikrosu v'yigvo." 2/3 of the world will be killed out, wiped out. V'hishlishos yivosebo. V'hishlishis, the third, 1/3 will be left over. That's what the Navi says. So, what does it mean? A third will be left over. Amar Shlokish says, Shlishi Shel Shem. That means a third of the children of Shem. He keeps on saying a third, a third, a third. Like we know, after the Dor HaMadbol, Noach, he had 3 children. That was the world was existing from his 3 children. See, Dashin, it means a third of that, which is Shem. Mistama Shem, because that's what Klai Yisrael came out from Shem. And even from Shem, only 1/3 of his Mishpacha. Rashi says the third one was Arpachshad. And from Arpachshad came out Klai Yisrael. And even from him, only 1/3 was left over. So the kids, according to Ashloka, he's making the world very small. And in that small amount has to be the Jews. So he's making very few people in the world. Omale Rabbi Yochanan said back, L'nichal amarayu di'amato lu'ochi. Hashem is not happy if you dash in the pocket that way. The world can't be so small. El, or rather, the Navi meant like this. Afilo shlishi shonayach. It means out of the children of Noach, 1/3 will stay alive. Now it's all the children of Shem will stay alive. So true, out of that will be the Jews, but there will also be Goyim, I'll call upon them, there will be more than Resh Lakish. Now the pasuk says, Ki yonoichi ba'alti b'chem, b'akosh b'ach, live with you, u'lakakti yeschem, echad me'ir, Hashem is going to take one from a city, u'shnayim mishpacha, 2 from a mishpacha. That's how many people will be saved. So Omer Resh Lakish said, Dvarim kichsovim. Again, he darshan strict Resh Lakish, the way it says that Hashem will only save one person from a city, and 2 people from a mishpach will be saved, that's all. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said again, no, Lainichalai lemarayu diamat aluhochi. HaKadosh Baruch was not happy with such a drosha to say how many people will be saved, whether it means by the Mashiach's time, it means before, by certain Tzoros, only a few people will be saved. Rabbi Yochanan says Hashem is not happy with this, but rather Ela means like this. Echad mi'ir mezaka kol ir. It means to say if there'll be one tzaddik in the city, he's going to have the power to save the whole city. That's what it means. Like Rashi says on the left side, lakach echad mi'ir b'shvil chosid echad shabir ekach es kol ir kula. I'll save a whole city because of one tzaddik. And ushnayim mishpacha mezaka kol mishpacha kula. It's also interesting. How come for a city it's enough one? And for a mishpacha, how big can a mishpacha be? There you need 2 people. All right. Well, it's a lotion. That 2 people, there'll be 2 tzaddikim in the mishpacha, it will save the whole mishpacha. That's the save that's spread out more than the 2 people. Yosef Rav Kana kaimid Rav. Rav Kana was sitting down in front of Rav. The Yosef ukoma dvarim kichsovim. He said over again, like Resh Lakish Pshan, this pasuk is the way it says, that Hashem will only save one person from a whole city, and 2 people from the mishpacha. That's what Rav Kana was saying in front of Rav. Omalei Rav. Rav said back, no, like Rabbi Yechanan, that loynichalei lemarayu diamartu lohachi. Kodesh Baruch Hu has no naches, does not like your drasha. Ela rather, the pshat from the pasuk is echad meir mezaka kol ir. One chassid in the city will save the whole city. Ushnayim mishpacha mezaka kol ha mishpacha. He'll save the whole mishpacha. Now the Gemara says, Chazio Tevikochayef Reisha. Rav, I see, saw the way this Rav Kana was washing his head, combing his hair. V'solek v'yosef came to the Rav, and then he came into the yeshiva, came to sit down and learn. So Rashi learns, what was he doing? The second top left side, the Kochayef Reisha. Chayef Reisha, he was combing his hair. Ulma'adim batu, made himself very pure, very nice, took care of himself. V'shor shayla luma Torah, joined Seder. When he was supposed to be in yeshiva learning Torah, he caught him outside combing his hair, taking care of him. That's what Rav found, Rav Kana. So Omele, he said back to Rav Kana, V'loitimtza beretz hachayim, as if to say, you will not be found in Olam Habah. You won't be zeicha to Olam Habah. Rashi says, mashma shemakalaloi, that loitom Olam Habah, it's mashma is cursing him, he will not be zeicha to Olam Habah. So Omele, Rav Kana said to Rav, Melet kolaitisli, are you cursing me? Do you really mean this? Omele, Rav said back, what can I do? Kroa kamina, I'm telling you over a pasuk, that's all. Hemshan, the pasuk is, Leitimsa Torah. Torah will not be found, Vimisha Machaya Atzmelea. Someone adorns himself. Someone takes too care of himself, that the Torah will not keep by him. There's a more redraction, Vimisha Mamis Atzmelea. You have to be Mamis Atzmelea, you have to learn Torah, Mamisius Nefesh. But if you take and adorn yourself at the time when you're supposed to be learning, you're taking care of yourself, you will not be Zaycha to have the Torah. So that's like saying you won't be Zaycha to Eretz Chaim. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Simoyo Eimer. Nemrit says, V'lokachti eschem lilom. V'yitzias Mitzrayim, it says, Hashem will take Klai Yisrael for Nam. The Nemrit says, V'haveisi eschem, and I will bring you in to Eretz Yisrael. So the same prophet talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then about V'haveisi, I'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Simoyo Dashins, Makish Yitzayosim Mitzrayim Libiyosim Liyaretz. There's the Hekashia, the same way we went out of Mitzrayim, that's the same way we came into Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean to say? Interesting. Ma v'yosin liyoritz. Just like when Klai Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, how many people came into Eretz Yisrael? From the whole Dor HaMidbar, the 600,000, how many came in? Shnayim misamech rebuya. There were only two out of the whole 600,000. Only Yoshua and Kalev were the only two that came in. The rest of the Dor HaMidbar was killed out in the Midbar. Only two out of 600,000 came into Eretz Yisrael. The children are not included because they weren't included. Anybody less than 20 was not in the Cheshbon of 600,000. So out of that Cheshbon of 600,000, only two actually came into Eretz Yisrael. So Yidashin's Af Yitzayosim and Mitzrayim. The same way from the 600,000 that came out of Mitzrayim, Shnayim Misamech Rebuya. According to him, for every two that came out, 600,000 was left over in Mitzrayim and was killed out by Yimei HaChoshech. According to him, there were millions and millions of Jews that were killed out in Mitzrayim. That's the way he dashes. From every two that came out, there were 600,000 left over. The same way by Biasoris, two out of 600,000 came in. The same way by Yitzias Mitzrayim, two out of 600,000 came out. The Rashi says, after Yitzayasim and Mitzrayim, Shnayim and Samach Rebuya. Shemikol Samach Rebuya Shoyim Mitzrayim, Lo Yishtayim Men Ela Shnayim, only two came out. Bovad. For Yitzayim and Shnayim and Samach Rebuya, yeah, they went into the Cheshbin of 600,000. The Yasha, the rest of them, Nesu Kula Mishloy Shemei Afela, Shnayim and Mitzrayim. It's much different than the Josh, as we always say, one-fifth came out. Five. But here it's much more. Here it's Namish, two out of 600,000. Millions, millions were there. But I say, listen, the next Gemara, Omar Rava, Chmonis Rava says, V'chein li Yemois HaMashiach. The same thing is going to be in our times now by Yemois HaMashiach. Chmonis Rashi says, V'chein li Yemois HaMashiach, Shlo Yisharu Mikol Samach Ribui Elabez. There'll only be two tzaddikim left over when the Mashiach will come. Out of the whole Christ, there'll only be two left over. So the Meshech Chochma explains, it means to say is that Yemois HaMashiach, to still see clear the Emes, to be able to remember it, to teach the whole door, will only be two tzaddikim, like two gedolim, will only be left over. That's the way it'll be. By Yemois HaMashiach, will only have two people that will be able to be mekabel, Pnei Mashiach, and they'll be Moira, they'll teach us, they'll teach the rest of the door. Merdek, yeah. Mechem Yemois HaMashiach, Shenem Reposik says, V'onsa Shoma Kimei Nurehom, Uchiyoy Ma'aloysa Mi'ot Mitzrayim, that will be then, Yemois HaMashiach, the young ones, the same way it was when they left Mitzrayim. Just like when they left Mitzrayim, there was two from the Samach Rebuya. The same thing, by Yemayis HaMashiach, there will only be two tzaddikim left over, that they'll be able to teach the whole door, they'll be able to be Mekabel to the Mashiach. Tanya we learned. Omer Rebbe Lozab Rebbe Yossi. Pam Achaz, it happened once. Nichnasti l'Achsadriya Shom Mitzrayim. I once visited Achsadriya Mitzrayim. I went down to Mitzrayim. Motsosi Zokenech, I found an old person there. He only said to me, Bo, come, you're a Jew. Bo, v'yarecho ma'osu avoysal avasecho. Let me show you what our fathers did to your fathers, what the Mitzrayim did to Klal Yisrael. Mayhem tovu bayom, some of you Jews we threw in the Yamsuf. Mayhem horgu b'chor, some of them we slaughtered. Mayhem makub binyan, some of them we put into the binyan. When they used to build, they used to use them for the bricks. Now, v'yadov is there on this fact, Ne'enash Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got his punishment that he was not zeichah to come into Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Umeyoz bois liyal paro ladaber b'shmecha." Hor alom azir. Moshe came back to complain to Hashem. First, you sent me to Mitzrayim to paro to take out the Jews, and what happened? Only made it worse. That paro took away the straw and said, "Now you have to fetch it yourself." So Moshe atayin to Hashem, "Why are you making it bad?" Is Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kodesh Baruch Hu said at that time, "Chavala the Yovdin, oyve to the people that are lost to the others." I don't find like them. Hare kam upon me 20 times. Niglesi alav Rom Yisrov Yaakov. I appear to the others. The Kel Shakai means with the mighty name that I showed them midas adin. I showed them hardship. They didn't complain against me. Have any complaints? How come you're doing this? How come you're doing that? They understood whatever Hashem is doing is for our good. They did not say mashmech. They have to say what is your name? Like why is this happening? Get up, I told him you can go and conquer Eretz Yisrael, go the width, the length. Still, when it came to bury his wife Sarah, he couldn't find a place to bury her. He had to pay good money for the Maris HaMachpelah. So really he could have had a good complaint to Hashem. Here you promised me I'm going to have the whole Eretz Yisrael, so simple, and here it comes out, I have to pay a belt of money. Here are midos. He didn't complain against my midos. Omar, I said to Yitzchok, Gur Baruch Azois V'Yerimach, I'll be with you. V'Avarecho, I'll give you blessings. Bikshu Avdei Mayim, his servants wanted to find water. Lishtoi to drink. V'Leimot, they couldn't find any water. Hashosum Riva, so they had machlo, they had fights. Shneon Vata says, V'Yerivu Roya Geder Imroya Yitzchok Gror. Revi Roya Gror, right? Imroya Yitzchok. The water belongs to us. What are you doing here? So the Chur Yitzchak could have had a complaint against Hashem. Hey, you told me to give me a bracha, and I can't even find water to drink. Yitzchak kept quiet, did not complain to Hashem. Also by Yaakov, I said to Yaakov Avinu, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. The land that you're lying on will be yours. Allah, he wants to find a place to pitch up his tent. He couldn't find a place. That Shekhanah B'meyach Sheet, he had to pay. So what kind of business is this? You say it's money, I have to pay for it. Still, they did not say, they did not complain and say, what's your name? Like, why are you doing this? Why are these your midos? But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as you see something goes bad, you think it's bad. Right away you say, what's your name? Like, why is this causing? Betchila. Mashmecha betchila. Now you say to me, I did not save, I'm not saving my nation. So Hashem said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ato Tira, you should see, Asher Esel Paro. That means to say like this, that you'll see Paro, that means, Bimachem es Paro Yatoroya. When you go fight against Paro, that war you'll be there. But the Yatoroya, Bimachem es Shleshim Yechem Elohim, will you not be there with Yeshua when it came to Eretz Yisrael? To fight the 31 kings of Eretz Yisrael, that you will not be there. Because of this chet, Moshe, or at least one of these, was part of the cause why he was not zeichah to go into Eretz Yisrael. Really, the reason was Hashem had to make it harder for them, because if you do what they're supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 years, but they couldn't stay so long, if they would have stayed longer, they would have been finished. Hashem took them out after 210 years, but how did he take them out? He had to make them work harder the last few years, and that made up for the 400 years. So the reason why Hashem made them work harder was for their good, that they should be able to get out faster. But, so this was a tyrant against Moshe, why he complained against Hashem.
Another pasuk says, "Vayimahe Moshe vayikodatza." That after Hashem told him his yud gimel midos, right away Moshe bowed down to the floor of Yishtachavu. The question is, which one of the 13 midos of Rachamim did Moshe fall down to the floor because of? Ma ro Moshe, which one did Moshe see? So Mechanina ben Gamlo Omar Erech Apayim. He saw this midah that Hashem says his long sufferings, his Erech Apayim, means he could take it. Even though people do chatoyim, do ra, he doesn't give punishment right away. He's Erech Apayim. That's what he saw. And then he davened right away to Hashem, please save Klal Yisrael. For Abon and Amri, Emes Roy, he saw the midas of Emes, the midas of truth. Emes. So Al-Din Hashem does Emes. He thought maybe Klal Yisrael will be wiped out. He thought to make tefillah in front of Hashem. Tanya, bring your proof. Now bring your proof. Tanya commanded Yom Erech Apayim Roy. He saw the midah of Hashem. That's what hit him. It's the midah of Hashem is Erech Apayim. It takes it easy. He could take things. The Tanya will learn. Kishola Moshe, the Mamo Moshe, not to Shemayim, not like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shiyoshi, we saw Hashem sitting, whatever this means, the Kaisa Erech Apayim, a figure of speech that Hashem was writing down the words Erech Apayim. Omel upon him, so Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Erech Apayim Matzadikim, this is how you understand. Be kind to tzaddikim, but to the Rishoyim not, them wiped out right away. Or Maloy Hashem answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu then, no, af l'Rishoyim. Even to the Rishoyim also, Hashem is Erech Apayim. Or Maloy, so Moshe answered back, Rishoyim, why? Yezedu, destroy them. Or Maloy, Hashem said back to Moshe, listen, Hashta Chazis, you'll soon see if you mean what you're saying. Be happy what I'm telling you. Timi Boy Lucho, you'll see if you really mean it or not. Why? Kishachotu Yisrael and Klai, so did the Chet Regel. Oh, Maloi, so Hashem said to Moshe, Lekach Omatili Erech Apayim Letzadikim. Like Hashem said to Moshe, listen, I'm going to destroy the Klai Yisrael now. I have a Midas Erech Apayim. Moshe wanted to show him to be for Tzadikim. But now the Klai Yisrael are Rishoyim, I'll destroy them. So Moshe answered back fast, I'm going to phone everybody, Shalom. But Lekach Omatili, I go bust what you said though.